Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. And today is November the 18th, 2021. I hope you are all having a great day today. Just one more week till Thanksgiving. I cannot wait. How are you doing today, sir? You're a little low, but I can hear you. But
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good. As you would say, do you have any announcements?
Well, I don't have any on my end, but do you have any on your end?
I know about a show on November 27th in Baltimore. So anybody interested to come out and show face in Baltimore, Maryland, November 27th, we will be at AO Boutique in Baltimore, Maryland, CO 23. And it's, what's it called? Bar One Billy's presents Flavor Fest. So if anybody is interested in performing in Baltimore on the 27th, Black Friday weekend, you can holler at me on IG, Mr. Run to That, or on Facebook, Lamar Hayes.
Well, we definitely have a great show coming up for everyone today. We got a special guest in the building, Ms. Kay Davis, the Hitman. So we catch up, we may be introducing him to some of our fans. So we're definitely looking forward to that. So without further ado, let's get into some music. Our first track of the day, this is Pain by Baby Rebel featuring Three Dice.
Go outside, hop in the whip, turn the key, drive off while the rain spill a coat over pain. Like acid tone over a rust spot with a copper scrub brush, I'm just trying to rub off some pain. But trauma had no filter, now my mind feeling ways. Get to thinking different, now my mind is displayed. Depression said he telling me how I'm a disgrace. Anxiety said he bugging me how I'm in my face. Feeling slow with the growth, feeling I'm so displaced. Or mistaken, or is my brilliance just forsaken? Cause a nigga just be thinking that hard. Cooking up in the stew, not even thinking that hard. Conversations with Yahoo bars talking to God. Symptoms displaying to us the fuck who I'm all. Reflections of my past and my present tomorrow. If a situation of birth is how I'm left with Lamar. New ass Chuck Berry shit. Get in that rain, so much pain, I might wall out. Hot nigga, soul burning like a hell out. And I ain't fucking with you niggas, y'all some sellout. Had a bitch, she would next, we ran a whole house. So much money, I ain't worry, I'ma bail out. Smoking ganja, I'ma roster, need a blessing. Back and forth through that rain, it taught me lessons. Got some niggas say they love me, gotta watch them. Never bite the hand that feed you. Shicky wicked, staring through my rearview. I think they trying to get me. Clutching on my blicky, fuck them. Let their mama love them, pray to God they don't come and fucking with me. I'ma blam like a cannon, ain't no understanding. But I'm standing in this rain, deliver me from evil. So I can feed my people, see the shit we go through. For murder on a mental red rum.
All righty. All right, let's get to our next track of the day. We're going to skip down a little bit, Black Tear. Let's get to All My Life by Sony the Magnificent.
All of my life,
yeah.
Cause I be thugging with you.
Thug with me, girl.
Cause I'm a thug till I die. Cause I be keeping it true.
Keeping true.
Oh,
it's saying family, what thought you was a part of me. Crush the focus and it snatched out your arteries. Fast brains, I watch the guts spill. Cause yo, son, cause yo, the God, we gotta keep it real. I pack my heat, you for the streets, show my eyes are weak. No time to speak, yo, I'm bounced to town. Connect with the guards, so we gotta hold it down, damn. You for the guards, yo, the sitting no lock. We heard through the vine, that's the dick, they're trying to clock the spot. We're serving Rocky on the block with the fat knot. Twin glass, looks pop, yo, the jig drop. I got a twist inside of town with the padlock. I take my mouth, son, they still do it for kiss. Execute the fast, through the mouth, I can't miss, miss. They say they're ruthless, cause ever same heartless. I didn't start a bunch of jakes, so they sparked it. The sad face, never a jake, so it's life mistake. The time to think, I beat the wake up for the God's sake. To give or take, yo, my team trained to kill. Fulfill this damn voice, yo, this nigga's on a drill. I sad state it through my guard body skills. The 300 is showing 60 degrees. I puff away that shit, my mother eyes bleed. My nose is running up and sniffing all the candy. The guns are down to 40, but dog, I think it's manly. Your boy, the Nessa, yo, them fam don't understand me. For all they know, I serve my time behind this brick. We're pulling out the thing, you ain't doing super shit. What? I ran the streets like a thief for the night. Cause it's apparent, so that's how my life is spent. For doing all my triggers, cause I'm down for my president.
All of my life, cause I be thugging with you. Cause I'm a thug till I die. Cause I be keeping it true.
Of New York, guns will blast, your son, yo, my heat talks, before it's lame, yo, the cripple in the weak, the cold silence, the love for my street, cause I get vexed when I'm dipped in fatigue, my mesh mask with your name on my sleeve, got you gassed out, now it's hard for you to breathe, cause now you're sightless, to pray that you're lifeless, with no remorse, son, I'm glad, yo, it's like this, my last bullet, yo, was aimed for your head, I watched you twist, I watched all your bloodshed, dripping sauce, then I split you from behind. I can't imagine all your body being mine. I choke tag you with your last thing, go. I body wrap you with your first thing, Joe. I measure all to an unknown source. Gave all instructions, yo, dispose of the cost.
All of my life, cause I be thugging with you. Cause I'm a thug till I die. Cause I be keeping it true.
Y'all, that was Tony Magnificent. Hello, hello.
All right. Yes, I like that joint. I like that joint. All right, let's get into our first caller.
What's up, family? It's Ann Jules in the Royal Crush Takeover House on Black Up Radio. What's up?
Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yay, love hearing it. So what's going on over here at Royal Crush Takeover Radio today? I'm so very grateful to be able to call in and show my appreciation for y'all.
We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, well, we got a special guest that'll be coming on later on in the show, Kay Davis, the Hitman. Yeah, and just to catch up with you guys, see what everyone has going on.
Awesome. That's what's up. Well, shout out to your special guest today. I'm grateful to have been in the ranks too, you know. I'm just loving all of life, loving my fans, loving my peeps, loving my family here at Blackout Radio. I'm just showing my appreciation by calling in every Thursday. I love doing this, you guys, and last week I was working and I missed y'all, so I appreciate you letting us call in, us artists and people that got, you know, stuff to promote and showing us love, you know, every Thursday you guys let any of us call in, and I appreciate you letting us do that. And I thank you for all your support throughout the years, playing our music, playing my music as Ann Jules before I started Ageless Angels Music, with my man Ja Earthlin Jay and Rob Denoise Temple, who was part of our band before he passed away last year unexpectedly, which really sucks. But for everybody who's listening, check out our track. It's called Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob Denoise Temple. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all the music platforms out there. And we give thanks and honor our fallen brother who passed away last year by releasing his track and keeping his legacy alive, you know, keeping his name alive, even though he's in heaven watching over us. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. That's how I met him, because he and our founders, Keith Jones and Leroy Moore, we all started Crip Hop Nation Worldwide to represent and bring voices and a platform for people that are, y'all know, you're in total support, and I thank you. It's for the disabled, the sick, the deaf, the blind, the elderly, and the poor, and there's a lot of really cool, talented, exceptional, you know, really awesome artists and people out there. It's not just music. It's about everything. It's about whatever creative force that you can flow through you and do. I mean, we got so many talented people in our ranks, and I'm just grateful that Rob's cousin, Wonder Mike, who's like a legend in the industry through Sugar Hill Gang, you know, Sugar Hill Gang made their contribution to Crip Hop Nation too. And then we're also represented in the Universal Hip Hop Museum as well in radio. So I've been sending our music, you know, to them, and they've been playing it on rotation. So shout out to all the supporters of hip hop, all the DJs who made it happen, like Curtis Blow, all the pioneers. You know, I always pay homage to those folks that paved the way for people like me and Rob, even like George Kerr, who's from my hometown, Motown. I was born in Motown. And, you know, he started writing music way back. And his songs have been sampled by Kanye West by 500 people to this date, you know. So I got to shout out to the pioneers that started hip-hop way back in the day. And even the sisters that started inspiring us ladies, us queens out there, like The Sequence, Cheryl the Pearl, and Angie Stone. You know, those ladies did their thing and paved the way for us so we could do our thing here in our own way. But I thank you all for giving me the time, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I so love you people, and I hope that you guys are still keeping your joy, still staying happy, and still safe.
Appreciate you calling in, Andrew, as always.
Much love, my brother. Much love, my sister. I so love you guys, and you guys take care. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Thursday.
That's what's up. We won't be on air next Thursday, Thanksgiving. We'll be on air the following
Oh, that's
Thursday.
Right. All right, so yeah. I'll just have to Jones for it for another week then.
Enjoy the rest of the holidays. You celebrate Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I'm very thanks. thankful for you guys, my family here at Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Tear, who started this whole thing. I've been rolling with Black Tear for a long time, and, you know, being on Blackout Radio, I met so many cool people like you, and just shout out to Carlito 810, to Tupac Tina, you know, to my Blackout Radio family, and hashtag Angels fan for you for life, y'all. So hashtag run tell that. Salute, fam.
Well, definitely. Thank you for calling in, sis, and just for your continued support as always.
Most definitely. I'll do it to the day I die, and then even then some. From heaven. All right, you guys, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Peace. Salute.
All right, peace. Happy. And be safe out there, sis.
You too. Much love.
All right, let's get to our next caller.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Okay, seems like we may be having some technical issues.
807-956.
Say your name, where you from? Say your name, where you
517-215.
Four seven zero four three six. You know, we might want to get to a track.
Okay. All right. We'll go to Greatness by Dre KB.
Wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. Living from the bottom, trying to make it to the top. Day to day struggles weighing heavy. I don't wanna drop, no, I don't wanna drop. I just wanna fly. Sky is the limit, then I wanna make it to the sky. Not much to lose, so much to gain. I've lived and lost, I felt the pain. It had a strain, stress to the brain, but I'm still here, I'm still in the game. Gotta get mine, go out for self. Despite the bumps, the bruises and the welts, hard love to beat, still I don't stop. Life's a big gun, then I get one shot. They'll remember me now, cause I made it through it all, and myself I'm proud. I'm a legend, I feel. Put me in that crowd until the show is over and I take my bow. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. Getting it together, now it's showtime. Gotta make moves, can't sit here and whine. Yeah, it gets hard, but I gotta push through, cause I got dreams that need to come true. Wanna be big, large, huge. Anything less than that, I refuse. I refuse, I got to succeed. A lot of setbacks, but still I believe. I'm still holding on, still standing strong, pushing along. Got a right to be, and not being is wrong. So here I am, and I still ain't gone. I still ain't out, I still ain't done. I still ain't lose, in fact I've won. I see those stars, the stars I touch. To be something great, great I must. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I see things only I can see. I dream things only I can dream. I do things only I can do. And I know a lot of things only I can prove. I see things only I can see. I dream things only I can dream. I do things only I can do. And I know a lot of things only I can prove. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness. I wanna touch the sky, wanna fly till I reach the sky, flying high. I'ma make it, I'ma keep chasing till I reach greatness.
You lie.
There was an experiment that tried to mix twisted lyrics list, but it twist. They also kind of a rest. Sometimes I'm pressed, depressed, I just wanna make music, I don't give a fuck about the fucking rest. I put it on a test, but I still protest, so my name is gonna pasta, faster and faster, eat pasta. After all I got about an ink, your whole world is on my fucking dick, you know, I'm sick of it, I didn't quit the fit, look how I spit, watch out on my dick. I'm not done yet, respect the fact that I protect rap, cause I do rap till it's perfect, step by step, and I do it indirect. Correct. I'm lyrically messed up, but my brain doesn't press up, so it doesn't feel like I'm gassed up. I better stop before my heart stops. Kick it with a beat and it drops. I'm looking for drops. I just want to have rap and I get it with a snap. Yeah. Give me some rap, some sort of a trap. The revolution gets back, step by step. Show boxes, show crap is crap. Whack, Miami is to bring this as in a rap back. It's not a Snapchat. I made some hunch lines, the crunch lines, which are just mine to sniff some drug lines. Ooh, there's some signs. Back then it's cool, I was fucking good at English, but I sucked in science. I'm violent,
Hello.
But I'm against violence. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I just cut him. I cut him because he ain't saying nothing.
All right, let's do. We have another caller. Let's go to another chart.
252-799-2799. All right, let's 318-614. Five oh four six three five, you're live. All right, let's get to another track.
All right, let's go to the track by our special guest, K Davis, the Hitman.
What is it again?
It is, that's, I think it's for show.
Peace, it's on and popping, like I ain't got options. Been rocking to the highest degree. Low frequency dwellers, we wanna flee. Cause when you elevate, you see things you never thought you won't see. I keep it stacked, I spit the facts, I'm down to black, yes, I'm tapped in. Frequency on win, 10 times out of 10. DJ gon' spin, it's okay, my grin. Bring red to the table, yeah. Enable it, favor, I don't know. Gravitate to those with a soul. That's self-control. Hold on to your head. I'm on a roll. Body gets in tune. When I strike them bones, sometimes I get swept. Bring up to a check. Sometimes I travel to mountaintops and threat. Sometimes I wild out, get drunk with the set. Sometimes I let him keep running within. Misery repeats, several times it can be. Shout out to the fate, but ever since that day, I seem to watch popping people around me. I know how to play, but I know to be mindful and careful to tell the world what I see. Finally, my mind is mine. I've got this rhythm in my body. You don't have to worry about me.
I'm Captain Planet, I am the hero. About to take blackness all the way to zero. My team is mean, call it free up clean. We don't play fair, bitch. We aim for your spleen. Doing these rituals, these crystals, we get green. Make you disappear all the way from the scene. 4:44 a.m.
Yeah.
Lately, when I begin, refresh and meditate.
Yeah.
Workout, I get it in.
Okay.
Get up the studio. Make hits, that's true, you know.
Yeah.
Drop the little paper gems that keep you up on the go. Come, my friend.
Friend.
Light, dark, melanin.
Melanin.
If
it don't work, and if you were done, try looking within. But then, 4:44 a.m.
yeah.
Lately, when I begin,
yeah.
Refresh and meditate,
yeah.
Work out, I get within,
yeah.
Hit up the studio,
yeah.
Great hits, that's true, you know,
yeah.
Drop in the sacred dreams,
yeah.
Keep you up on the go,
hey.
I am tapping, that's the tea. History repeats, they will persecute me. Shout out to fame, but ever since that day, I seem to watch how people move around me. I don't complain, so I must be mindful, be careful, since I'm a worldwide ID. I'm in my mind, no, I got this crystal in my pocket. You don't have to worry about me. I am tapping, that's the T. History repeats, they will persecute me. Shout out to the fake, cause ever since that day, I seem to watch how they move around me. I don't complain, but I know to be careful and mindful to tell the world what I see. I let my mama know, I got this crystal in my pocket. You don't have to worry about me. I am stepping, that's the key. History repeats, they will persecute me. Shout out to the fake, cause ever since that day, I seem to watch how people move around me. I don't complain, but I must be careful and mindful to tell the world what I see. I let my mama know, I got this crystal in my pocket. You don't have to worry about me. I am stepping, that's the key. History repeats, they will persecute me. Shout out to the fake, cause ever since that day, I seem to watch how things move around me. I don't complain, but I know to be careful and mindful to tell the world what I see. I am my mama, I got this crystal in my pocket. You don't have to worry about me.
Alrighty, and we are back. I actually do not know which track that was you played, Black Tail, but it wasn't the one I was expecting, but it's okay. It's okay. But I do know our special guest is on the line, so we definitely can have him come on. Hey!
What's good, what's good, what's good?
How are you? All the way from New York, this is Kay Davis, the Hitman.
I'm great. I'm great. Working real hard. Working real hard this year, you know?
That's what's up.
Yes. Well, I definitely like your track that you sent us.
Oh, I appreciate that. The ass to the floor joint?
That joint.
That right there is an opener. Like, you know, when you go to the party, you want to get busy immediately. You don't want to stand around and get a drink to get nice. You want to come in the party and get crazy immediately. So that's what I was looking for, an immediate rock. You know what I mean?
Well, that is what that definitely does to me. So,
okay,
yes,
mission now, girl. Okay, okay, okay. Let's get it. Yeah.
So
I'm doing good. We are doing good. Go ahead, co-host. What was your question?
I said, what do you got going on out there?
Oh, man. Right now, I got a new album coming out. It's called Sacrificial. Now, it's one of the most anticipated albums that I've done in my whole career. This album means a lot to me because I'm speaking truth on here. I'm trying to reach the youth and save somebody. But, you know, sometimes you gotta become the youth to save the youth. So that's why I'm sacrificing myself, my life, to save their life. So the album is going to be powerful. I got a couple of good features on the album, some dope cuts. I'm only giving you 11 cuts because I don't want to drown you out. I have not had a video for the album yet. The Ass to the Floor hasn't got a video yet, but it's going to be dope. Make it nice and tasteful. I'm going to go with the African theme. Some of, you know, they're real different. I'm going to look different. But we're going to roll promoting the album now, city to city, state to state, doing little shows, small venues, hole in the walls, block parties, house parties, backyard parties. I'm trying to bring Kay Davis everywhere. I want to reach all the people. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely looking forward. You know, I mean, when you talk about saving the youth, you know, it's hard to, you know, like, go past the tragedy of the rapper who lost his life yesterday in Memphis.
Oh, Young Dolph. Yeah, that's my homie. Big
Young
up to Young
Dolph.
Rest in peace, homie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, sometimes the youth don't have no guide. So what they're doing is they're depending on the next person or the neighborhood to make them become a man. And when you got somebody in the line, like, say you got, like, all of the big wigs. I ain't going to mention no names. I don't want to have no issues. But you got the big wigs out there that's doing these big numbers and these big things. They come back to the hood. They come back with cameras and news reporters, and it's a big issue. Why you can't come to the hood with just yourself and talk to them like you're a regular person, that they'll respect you more, you see? So that's what I plan on doing. I'm also a political speaker. I'm trying to become a political speaker as well as a hip-hop recorder artist. I'm an established artist for so many years. I've been doing this in the game, so I watched the eras just switch and just go left, right, sideways, and just go, like, explode and just become a kill town. You know, if you got the most kills, you sell the most records. See, record labels out there, that's what they want. They want you to kill, you know, you're more worth than dead than alive. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, like, bring party back to the game and bring reality back to where if you do something, you're accountable for it. So I want to, you know, I got kids myself, and I want to make sure that they get a message from me. A real strong message, and they could take that message and actually do something with their life instead of going out there dying, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, I think that is, you know, like I miss the feel good music, you know, like the party music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you're absolutely right. If people don't have something positive to lean into and positive to do, then they are going to go down the route of, you know, of the unpositive, you know, the idle mind is the double playground. You know, I remember that quote from my grandmother. You know, I mean, with me and, like, my siblings, we always stayed in something, you know. So I was too tired at the end of the day to get into, you know, some mess. But it's a big difference between, you know, like, boys and girls in the streets. It's definitely, you know, like, a big difference. But I think your message is something, you know, like, I really hope that people hear it and they can receive it. And understand that you're coming from a place of, you know, like, understanding and, you know, like, how can we, you know, like, do this together. And I really hope that they do, because it's definitely one that is needed right now.
Definitely. And I come from the times, you know, where I come from, it was kill or be killed, you know, and a lot of drugs, crack era, everybody for self. You know, you had to have your crew. And I come from the trenches, so it ain't like my life was picture perfect. You know, Dougie versus my uncle. That don't mean that my life was picture perfect. My life still was the way it was. It's the way God made it. So I fought my way out of that on my own. You know, I ran with Fresh and I did some writing with him and some things I did with him, but I also had to be my own man. And I went the wrong way, and I was in the streets, and I was in jail, and I was in this place, and I went that place. So that's why I'm filming movies as well. I'm doing little low budget movies and trying to get them to be in the movies with me so they can see that side of the industry and try to become something that they want to be. You know, if you're a basketball player, football player, you play tennis, even if you run track, you know, we can make something happen. I mean, you know, we go out to these schools and we talk. And we find out what the kid wants. I want to know what your dream is, because if you know, you can't make your dream come alive, then, you know, you're going to be another statistic. It's about the dream. You could go to school all day long. You could learn. You can learn all the stuff the school teaches you. But what about your dream? And that's what some kids are forgetting. They don't have dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that's definitely important. You know, and you mentioning your uncle, like, if my stepfather was alive, he would really be, like, the biggest fangirl, because he, like, he really would. Wow. Like, I remember when I was young, you know, like, your uncle's music was always just, you know, like, playing, like, in our house, and, you know, just artists, just of like that day and age. I just so, you know, like, I just really miss it. And if you've been around him and you've seen it, I think, like, one thing that makes right now, you know, like, unique with technology and the internet is that you don't necessarily need a label to, like, start building yourself a fan base, you know. But there are things that come, you know, but there are things that come, you know, like, with, like, that label. But the sad part is a lot of, you know, like, labels now, like, don't have, like, artist development. And when I, you know, artist development is important.
Very, very important.
You know, like, I think that is one thing that people, like, really, you know, like, really be missing. You know, like, in your own development, how did your sound come about? Do you, because, you know, like, you're also the one, like, kind of making beats and stuff like that. So, like, how do you, how does your creative process flow?
Well, I developed my sound through my neighborhood. Like, it was me, My homeboy DJ Bronson, Freak Black, Keith, you know, Zawari, we was all hanging out, and we all used to beat on the wall and rap to the beat on the wall. Nobody really had a style. We just adapt to each other and created something that we thought that was different, and it felt good. So we took it outside the neighborhood, and it felt good to other people. Now, the sound, I like to have a sound where it catches you immediately, like a melodic sound. Some kind of, like, hypnotizing sound where you feel good about yourself, but you're still partying. Like, sort of like how Doug's sound is. You know, you go into the club, and you know how you hear a Biz Mark record, or you hear Eric B. and Rakim record. You're like, ooh, I want that. I want you to feel like you ain't got to be scared to get on the floor and dance, or you ain't got to be so hard where you on the wall posted up. Nah, you get up that wall for a little while and go behind that chick and do your thing. You know, and I want to bring that sound that I've been carrying my whole life here, you know, and that sound came from the heart. It just came from the heart, and it came from my mind. I was always thinking about, you know, listening to how the wind blow. When the wind blows a certain way, it makes you comfortable. You know how we hear, like, a wind blowing, and it was, like, blowing real, like, lightly, make you go to sleep or make you just relax. So I mix all that up in one pot, and I call it Take Davis Gumbo. And that's what I do on record. I make my voice sound a certain way. I flow a certain way. I might make you feel good. I might make you feel angry. I might make you think. My main focus is to get your attention and just to guide you the right way. You know, just to guide you. And that's how I came up with my sound. I came from the sound from the neighborhood. My friends, all of us put our emotions in one barrel, and that's how we became who we were supposed to become.
Yeah. Well, that, and I, and you brought up something that it was people were sounding different, and I think I missed that. You know, just everybody just having their own flow, their own style, and it's definitely like missed in music right now. You know, with some of the things that is going on. You know, and I mean, look, some of it is fine. You know, but I think when people don't understand that you can have your own lane, you can have your own path. I think sometimes people just kind of want to go with the flow, or you know, like this person was a hit with this, so I want to sound like that, and that just always isn't speaking truth to them.
That's right. That's why this album is called Sacrificial, because I'm sacrificing my career. I'm sacrificing everything I worked hard 26 years for to bring you back to where you need to be. Like, I'm not going to be doing all that. I mean, I have like Ass to the Floor. That's not really a trap rap record. That's just me running on the beat. Like back in the days when, you know, if you listen to hip hop back in the 90s or back in like the late 80s, Big Daddy Kane used to rap fast. He ran on the beat. A couple of other rap guys, they rap fast. Like Tretch, he used to run on the beat with OPP. He's rapping fast with the beat. So I said, okay, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to put a twist to make the youth like it, but my generation understand it. So I'm putting it together. So I'm bringing back hip-hop, but I'm not going to go too far away from this era. I'm going to still be with the era, but you're going to learn today. That's why it's called Sacrificial, because this is like it's going to make me or break me. And I don't really care, because this is what my heart telling me to do. You know? It's a dope album.
And I definitely think that is important. You know, you gotta speak from, you know, like your heart, like you said. And I wanna go to your track right now so people can, you know, like get a flavor for it. Because we played it a couple weeks ago, but I definitely wanna play it again. Let's go to That Ass to the Flow. Black Tia.
Hey, let's do it.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, no, we just waiting for him to play the track. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, until the track come on, I got another joint called The Diamond as well, too, that I wish I would have gave y'all. It's called The Diamond, and it's basically a joint bridging the West Coast and the East Coast back together, because that's a big major topic right now. You know, when God Bless the Dead, Biggie and Pac passed away, it was a coastal problem where the East Coast ain't like the West ain't like the East Coast, but I'd be on the West Coast a whole lot. They love the East Coast. It's just the media did that. The media was trying to figure out how to way to make more money and more money, so they caused the imaginary beef with coasts when it was between two. It was a misunderstanding between two people, because they both didn't hate each other. You know?
I think, you know, we've all seen different, like, documentaries that kind of, you know, definitely understate that it was just a misunderstanding between two friends, you know, and sad part is that, you know, we couldn't get other, you know, people just to not do or escalate it in any way, you know.
Right. The magazine took control over it.
Yeah.
And they put it on the cover, and then you got people say, oh, what they do, this and that. So they made people get angry at each other for no reason. So when I went to the West Coast, I went to the heart of the West Coast. I went in the heart. I'm going to go to the neighborhood where, you know, where people, and I'm going to meet people and talk to them. You know, big up to my homie DJ Green Guy and King Assassin, who been with Tupac for his whole career. And it's no beef, man. It's just that people just felt like, you know, the people were just taking sides for no reason, when we all could just get money together and feed each other. Like, I go to the West Coast, I'm doing shows over there, I'm getting mad love. Like, damn, I'm getting loved. I come back home, and it's like I'm telling everybody at home, yo, them niggas love us. Nah, they don't love us. Yes, they do. So I shot my whole video over there. I got, you know, I'm signed to a company over there. You know, and basically I'm just trying to bridge the gap back together so we could just go back and forth comfortable, you know, without the nonsense happening. I'm not trying to be Mr. Fix-It, But I mean, if we don't stop, then they're gonna ruin hip hop, because hip hop is like what, 50 years old now. About, they're gonna ruin hip hop from where it started, when it first started in the Bronx with the B-boys, and it was a neighborhood thing. And for it to go international like this, you shouldn't destroy it. This is all we have left to say is ours. Because once they get their hands on it, it's not ours no more. No,
yeah,
I mean, no disrespect,
so
no disrespect to nobody, but you got the white boys out there making more money than we are, and we started it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's no disrespect to the white folks listening. I love y'all with all my heart. We all won, but I'm just trying to make a point that we started this, and everything that we start, they take. You know, they take our leaders away. They kill our leaders. They take. Now they want our women. It's like, it's a lot of things that we need to just keep with us. And and I'm not no racist person, or I'm not no bigamy. I'm just saying, like, hip-hop is something that need to be in the culture, and they taking and they destroying the culture with, you know, wearing fanny packs and wearing, you know, tight-ass jeans and purses and shit, looking like women. You man. So, you know, you just making, you making my little nephews and thinking it's cool to walk around switching their ass. Like, and I'm trying to stop that, because that, you know, no disrespect to any community. I got none but love for the LGBT community. None but love for y'all. None but love for y'all. But we're not going to destroy our babies and let them choose to what they want to be when they grow up. Don't force them into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my voice.
All right, well,
opinion. That's what I'm on here for.
No doubt. We definitely understand that, and we respect it. But we can... And the track's ready. Let's go to that ass to the flow.
Let's go.
Y'all want to take a caller?
No, I was trying to get his track on before we had to close out.
That now and OG Math, let's go. Yeah. Girl, your attitude jacked up. Why is that? With a booty so fat, I bet it beep when it back up. Mac truck on your grill, messing your Mac up. Call me homie, that don't mean I'm trying to shack up. Be your man or be trapped up. Before a drama queen can act up, my belongings is packed up. I'm gone, find another cutie to snatch up. Call a plan B and my plan B to wrap up. I just wanna sex on the rail and get the type of neck that make your necks wanna kill. I mean, I'm talking Netflix and chill. We can order pay-per-view and leave your ex with the bill. Yeah, I only check where it counts. With all due respect, bad check, I'm a bounce. So before you leave the keys to the house, just know that I don't wanna be your spouse. Girl, I wanna
have a bottle on my king-size mattress. Kissing and touching, she wanna give me love. But she ain't been with the number one smash it. Singing to it, now she thinks she just a little drunk. My hood can't be that good thing. Turn around and throw it back, you know what I want. Make it clap until I throw the cash. She celebrating cause she made it smash.
Drop this, conversations, let's pick it up right here. How you doing, enjoying your night? Yeah, baby, gave me the green light stare. With sex in her eyes, my mom starts to fantasize about deep dollars when the thighs. Plus a lover, sexy smile. I ain't trying to impress ya, I'm just trying to undress ya. And leave your panties soaked on the dresser, so let me bless ya. Stop trying to confuse ya, baby, I wanna do ya.
Speed in the Hummer, we dirty with hammers. We keepin' it clean, we pose up a camera. Back to the cover, she's breaking on pole. Shorty in this bronze, she looking like gold. Jumping the dumb like it's hot and it's burning. Getting that back is the only concern. I'm living like younger than money we earning. I'm making the moves, I'm flipping, I'm turning.
Joy, I was over here dancing, but we are almost out of time. Before we let you get out of here, throw your links out there so people know where to find you and any shout outs you have.
Hello,
Facebook,
K Davis.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy K Davis the Hitman. Check it out. You can find me on Instagram, The Real K Davis the Hitman. Facebook, Manson Bates / K Davis the Hitman. Twitter, K Davis the Hitman. TikTok, K Davis the Hitman. Or just Google me, y'all. K Davis the Hitman. Let's go. Let's work. If you want to book me, you just inbox me on Instagram, K Davis the Hitman, and we'll work something out, baby. The best luck, the best show on the planet. Let's do it. Oh, one more thing, y'all. The website is the most important thing. I'm sorry I left that out. It's www.kdavishitman.com. And I take you everywhere you gotta go.